Task 4.
You are going to hear a text about how people celebrate New Year. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the questions below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 6 in a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalize your answers. Start studying the questions now.
The New Year is a very important time for me. I usually stay at home and have a party with my friends. But 2 years ago, I was in England and it was very exciting. In London, a lot of people go to Trafalgar Square. At midnight, they all cross their arms and join their hands. The TV and radio stations broadcast Big Ben when it strikes 12, and then people drink a toast to the New Year. People often make New Year's resolutions. These are promises for the New Year. I made a promise too, but I didn't keep it. I still eat a lot of chocolate. One day I'd like to go to New York for New Year. In the United States, most people get together with their friends and have a party. They make a lot of noise by banging pots and pans. In New York, a lot of people go to Times Square and watch the Big Apple fall. It's a moving picture on the side of a big building, and every New Year's evening, it starts to fall down during the last few seconds before midnight. When it gets to the bottom, the New Year starts. Americans make New Year promises too, but I'm sure they don't always keep them. Perhaps I'll go to Australia for New Year. New Year in Australia is celebrated during the longest days of the year. They have long daylight hours with warm temperatures. People have even seen Father Christmas surfing and sunbathing. You can have any type of weather at New Year in Australia, except snow. On New Year's Eve, a lot of people in Sydney gather on the coast and admire the beautiful fireworks. If I go to Australia, I mustn't miss them.